This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:42. That was Buddy Miles with Memphis Train. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're joined now by Sean Tannis of the News Desk for Keep in View. And today we're talking about an investigation in the UK involving Amazon and Google. And this is over concerns that the companies haven't been doing enough to manage fake reviews on their websites. Sean, what's going on?
Yeah, so I think if you buy online, maybe you are aware that some sellers are using fake or misleading reviews to improve their star ratings. And, you know, this basically affects how prominently a company or their products are displayed on these online platforms, right? So this has been a huge problem that many companies are facing. And in the UK, so this also includes like big companies like Facebook and eBay, right? So in the UK, the Competition and Markets Authority, they are investigating whether Amazon and Google have done enough to protect consumers. So because, you know, these companies, despite you know, saying that they have policies in place to detect and remove all these fake reviews, their system is still easily manipulated for now. So, for example, a company based in Germany, they're called AMZ Tigers, and they offer review campaigns to help products to become bestsellers. So they sell individual reviews for about £13, which is about 75 ringgit. And also they have packages up to £8,000, which is about 45,000 ringgit for 1,000 reviews. So
how much do they pay the reviewers?
How much cut they are taking. So sellers can get, you know, also get the Amazon's choice endorsement in less than 2 weeks by doing this. So by using a pool of buyers to generate sales on certain search terms, for example, like Bluetooth speakers or headphones, things like that, which are trending right now, people are working from home. So this is quite concerning because 44% of Amazon customers believe it means that the product has been quality checked by Amazon. So if Amazon and Google are found to have broken consumer laws, the CMA will secure formal commitments from both companies to crack down on this particular problem. And if they still fail to act, then they could face a court action.
So I guess it makes sense, right? Because essentially online shoppers are being misled by reading these fake reviews. And that could actually be not just misleading, but quite dangerous when it comes to certain kinds of products.
Yeah. So this is basically like buying likes on your Instagram and Facebook accounts, right? And I mean, going back to Amazon, the company has said that they removed more than 200 million suspected fake reviews globally in 2020 before they were seen by customers. But they also admitted that they find it difficult to combat these fake review factories. So because of, you know, most of these factories operate on multiple platforms, and then there have been calls for tech companies to work together to shut them down. And I think, like most countries around the world, you know, we need no stronger online consumer protection, including making it a legal responsibility for companies to monitor fake reviews. So at least there can be some form of accountability if they fail to keep their users safe. You know, like essentially, it's not really fair if some businesses can, you know, like fake their 5-star reviews just to make a profit, while other companies who don't have the money, who are playing by the rules and they are depending on organic growth, but they have to lose out on all these things. And this is in the UK, right? In Malaysia, right, we have another problem where we just don't know how to review things. Like if you go on like Shopee and like Lazada and all these things, right, you'll see how people actually review 5-star, and the review is like barang dah sampai 5-star.
Belum cuba lagi. Usually that's the kicker.
5-star for belum cuba lagi.
A picture of the parcel.
Yes.
Not even unwrapped.
Yeah.
That is the kicker.
That is the only. And then it's like, oh, parcel well wrapped. Thank you, seller. Fast delivery. Thumbs up. Mantap. And then 5-star. Like, why would you do that? So, like, that's not how you do review.
I think the seller then has an ethical responsibility to pass on the 5-stars to the couriers, because, I mean, really, they're the ones who deserve it.
The seller, obviously, they'll take whatever praise they're getting, right? Whether the barang sampai fast or the one that they haven't tried the stuff and they say, belum cuba lagi, and they're giving you 5-star rating. And these platforms should filter you know, all these quality reviews and then put them on top. Or I don't know, maybe you give all some sort of badge to some authentic reviewer who puts
substantive
in,
reviewers.
Substantive also. You know, I'm not saying these people who are saying thank you, fast delivery, barang sampai tak pecah, this and that.
Sometimes that's important to me, but I also want more. I want to know that they're going to wrap my porcelain bowl well, but I want to know how the bowl holds food as well.
Exactly.
Know?
I mean, the wrapping and the barang sampai is prerequisite if you buy anything online, right? That's a bare minimum you buy something. So you can't give 5-star for that, you know?
Look at us complaining about big companies, complaining about our fellow Malaysians.
So we have different kinds of problems. Fake reviews, how we filter these reviews. Whether they are, even if they are real reviews, how to do review, how we are filtering all of these reviews. So a range of problems, just reviews.
So I guess my question here is really, on the one hand, how important are reviews to you, right, as a buyer? Do you think that Malaysians review well? This is a question that's been introduced by Sean Tanis. And also really, how can companies better manage this issue of fake reviews? A three-tiered question. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.